Now, Evangelist Winston Tye.
Thank you. We must repent of our sins. Sin is transgression of the law, 1 John 3:4. Sin is the only thing that God hates. All sin is basically and essentially against God. All sin is atrocious and blameworthy. Sin separates a man from his God, Isaiah 59:2. The wages of sin is death, Romans 6:24. Unless we change our minds about sin, we will be lost. This is true because Christ demands that we repent. I read the Word of God at Luke 13:1-5. Now, there were some present at the very season who told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered and said unto them, Think ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they have suffered these things? I tell you, nay. But except ye repent, ye shall all in like manner perish. Are those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, think ye that they were offenders above all the men that dwell in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Luke the historian says there were some present who told Jesus about the Galileans who had died. The unusual thing about the Galileans is that Pilate had mingled their blood with their sacrifices. Evidently, the people thought, as we often think, that tragedy is the result of sin. It does not follow that all suffering is the result of sin. Suffering does not mean that we are sinners above all men. Jesus said, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all in like manner perish. This statement is conclusive. All must repent, for all have sinned. Romans 3:23. What about those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell? Some would say they were sinners above all men. This is typical and reflects an attitude that is present today. Jesus talked about the falling tower to point out how inconsistent we are in dealing with people and to emphasize the fact that all of us must repent. Of all the things that might be said, the important thing to say is, we must repent or perish. This is the message of Christ. And God said, Hear ye him. Matthew 17:5. The account that Jesus gave of a certain rich man is found at Luke 16:19-31. Jesus immediately calls attention to the circumstances under which the rich man was living from day to day. Modern terminology would call it lifestyle. How did he live? Jesus said, he was clothed in purple and fine linen and faring sumptuously every day. The beggar was laid at the gate full of sores. He desired to be fed with crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. The dogs came and licked his sores. We do not make a comparison between the two. The margin of difference between the two is so great that we can see the contrast. The rich man died. The beggar died. The beggar was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man lifted up his eyes, being in torments. He saw Abraham afar off. He saw Lazarus in his bosom. The rich man cried for mercy. He said, I am in anguish in this flame. The rich man wanted two things. First, he wanted Abraham to send Lazarus that he might dip the tips of his finger in water and cool his tongue. Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and Lazarus in like manner evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art in anguish. This was the first reason that Abraham gave for not granting his request. The second reason given by Abraham had to do with a great gulf, or chasm, that had been fixed. It was impossible for Abraham to pass over to him, and it was impossible for him to cross over to Abraham. When the rich man made another request, he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldest send him to my father's house. For I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment. But Abraham said, They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And he said, Nay, Father Abraham, but if one go to them from the dead, they will repent. And he said unto him, If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, if one rise from the dead. What does it mean to suffer in Hades? What does it mean to be lost? Words fail in giving a description of that awful place. Here are some observations. The voice of the rich man was a voice of concern. There is no comfort and no relief for those in torment. In this life, we are to teach and persuade men. We have the words of Christ. We should hear Him. If we are not persuaded by the gospel of Christ, we would not be persuaded though one should come to us from the dead. Paul's famous sermon to the Athenians is recorded in Acts the 17th chapter. It is concise. You can read this sermon in less than 5 minutes. Yet Paul gives more information about God in this sermon than any other sermon in the book of Acts. Paul was preaching to an audience of demon worshippers. Epicurean and Stoic philosophers were there. It didn't make Paul any difference who was there. The gospel is relevant. It is related to the needs of all men at all times and under all circumstances. Paul said, God made the world. God is Lord of heaven and earth. God does not dwell in temples made with hands. God made every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth. And God is not far from each one of us. Paul struck at the basic weakness of all idol worshippers when he said, Being then the offspring of God, we ought not to think that the Godhead is like unto gold, or silver, or stone, graven by art and device of man. Everything that Paul said served to point out the absurdity of idol worship. Everything he said about God glorifies God. He exalts the paternity of God. Listen to Jesus. He said, all should repent. Listen to Paul. He said all should repent. Paul affirmed that God has appointed a day. In that day, he will judge the world. He will judge it in righteousness. He will judge by the man whom he hath ordained. He has given assurance unto all men in that he hath raised him from the dead. Jesus said, repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name unto all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. Luke 24:47. My friend, do you want to rejoice in the forgiveness of sins? Obey the gospel. Repent ye and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, unto the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts 2:38. Have you obeyed the gospel? Think about it. God bless you, my friend.